What up, bitches? Welcome back to your favorite comedy variety podcast. It comes around whenever the fuck we feel like. It has been an eternity and a half since we recorded. And I really apologize. It's primarily Victor's fault. Some of it is valid, but some of it is not valid. So it's of two coins. But with me, as always, are the Proctor and Helicopter, your doctor, Kyle.
I wasn't expecting that one for me.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, so I thought you were going to say hi or something.
Sorry, hello. No. Welcome.
I did all that with your name and nothing. That's fine. Yeah. And with me, as always, is the betrayer and slayer and the great gravitator, Victor.
Beware, the full moon arises, the wolfman comes.
I don't know. Just.
You got this, bro. You're 2-2 right now. Come on,
nope. All I had is dog, fog, bog, macog, Kenya.
You need to restart that one.
You're not supposed to accept that.
Back through the fucking machine factory. Make a new one.
That's going there. That's going exactly where I put it. I got it. You know what? Okay. When you start recording, hosting, and scheduling, and programming, producing, writing, and posting, editing, and all that stuff, then you can have a say in what the show is started as. But until then, I'm going to do it.
I'm the prettiest face. Full...
No, because now we have two ladies on the show. You know, we upgraded it. They're prettier. You're usually the prettier of the two of us, but now they're the prettier of the four of us. What? You guys can duke it out over who's prettier. I think Kyle will win. She'll fuck your shit up, Kenya.
I agree.
Her headlocks, bruh.
Man, is that oh shit, what goes on in your guys' bed? She's like, get over here, you little fuck. And you're just like, yeah!
There have been sometimes, dude, like I've gone down on Kyle and she'll be like, oh, this is great. And then she'll squeeze me with her thighs. And she's got thighs like a goddamn fucking Greek Titan. And I'm like, oh man, I'm going to die because I'll lose hearing or my vision will blur. And she just squeezes. And I'm like, I'm gonna die. I can't breathe. I love you.
I love you.
I love you a lot.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, that's sex with Kyle.
Your weekly check-in on the podcast.
Just wanted to share that with you guys. What's worse is, like, I know that she's definitely embarrassed by it when I say that. So, I'm sorry.
She's pink now.
She's always pink, though. That's like her thing. She can sneeze and she'll turn pink. She goes in the sun, she turns pink. She goes up the stairs, turns pink. Everything turns to pink. It's like her thing.
There's
some superheroes have X-ray vision. Kyle turns pink. That's why she's strawberry milk, bro.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I see that stupid forehead vein you're talking about. God damn it.
I like it.
I hate it.
I like looking at that thing. It tells me where all the blood that turns your face pink comes from, right?
Oh, my God. Thanks. God.
All right. Well, all right. Let's start this show off right. Kenya, how have you been? What have you been up to? It's been a year and a half since your last confession, and we just want to know what you've been up to.
In the name of Jesus.
No.
I like that you have a priest that is DMX. That sounds great.
Priest will be my child. What? That's damn, great. I would have went to church then.
Okay, so I've been just like on the search for like a new job and stuff because like I got my degree and I had like a little like crisis, and so I started like looking for all these jobs. Actually ended up getting hired for one of them last mm-hmm. week. I just need to do like a drug test and a physical and a TB test.
Are you excited about it?
Do you do drugs?
Okay. No,
answer Kyle's question first. Don't acknowledge Andrew. This is going to humor him.
I am very excited because it's working with like adolescents that are in the foster care system mm-hmm. and have done probation.
Okay.
But
yeah. Just, I don't know how to say this. Those sound like some sick ass teens. They got in trouble and their parents disowned them, but they're fucking dope.
Fucking dope.
I felt like you were a few life decisions away from being one of them back then, dude.
No, my parents really loved me, but I made a lot of bad decisions when I was a teenager.
Todd, why do you keep eating jerky on the show? It's gross.
My mouth is currently pretty damn full of jerky, actually.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. It makes it hard to say
it's
letter S's.
It's not even real meat either. That's the worst part.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know. What the good. Fuck?
It's good. I don't know what you want from me. I just was hoping Hayden would keep talking. Okay. So, all right. You said you went through a little crisis. I'm curious what that means, if you want to disclose.
I just didn't know what I was doing with myself. Because, like, I finished school, but then it was like, okay, what do I do now? Because I was just, like, sleeping and then like working one day and just like I don't know, like I've always used to like doing something, so mm-hmm. I was just like, what do I do now? So I went on like Indeed and applied to like 50 jobs.
Oh man. And,
like, no, that's, I mean, that's great.
And I don't know,
not great, like, to not know, like, what you're doing with yourself.
I still do that.
You know, yeah. Yeah.
It's fine. We're all living. We're all earning money. All that matters.
No, yeah, no, you're fine. Victor, what have you been up to?
I have been dealing with a lot of, I guess, family things going on. My mom has been diagnosed with uterus cancer, so we've been dealing with that process for what it is. everything seems like it's going to get handled this month, though, so... That's the upside for what it is, and then it's all just good thoughts and fucking recovery next month.
I'm sorry, I just gotta eat some jerky. I while hate you. It's really sad. It's really sad. Okay, hold on. So, all right, to keep it positive. First of all, I love your mom dearly. I've been actually in regular communication with your mom.
You have.
This is not actual news to me. This is just news for the podcast as a whole. Obviously, we want Victor's mom to do well, because fuck cancer and all that it may bring.
Indeed.
But yeah, no, I, it's, she's got like a thing that is definitely, for the most part, solvable mm-hmm. with surgery. So
correct.
We exactly. all, you know, are just super, hopeful for that. I assume we all are.
Yes.
Better
That's
be.
Good. If not, I'm going to fucking, I'm going to have to pause this podcast, come over to your house, cut your fucking legs off.
You just see me disappear from my computer, and then you'll hear a knock on someone's door, and we won't know who. But yes, but, so I've been going through that, and just a lot of emotional internal trauma because of it, which has led me to pushing people away that I shouldn't be, my loved ones that I care about, and all that. And we're here now, after having an intervention yesterday.
Yeah, it's, we did have to call Victor and have an intervention.
It's not
due to your girlfriend. It definitely helped that she helped
she
in it without
right
even
direction.
Being related to it. Like we didn't know that we're all gonna scold you in the same week, but we did.
It basically turned out to be that. I have this really bad self-destructive habit of pushing away my loved ones that I care about when I'm experiencing severe trauma in my life. And I just push them away because I don't want them dealing with me during my worst moments. My girlfriend is the first that started it out and brought it to my attention, because I acknowledged it with both of you guys at first, because at some point I also told Andy that I was depressed, but I didn't realize how severe and deep that it was.
How depressed am I?
Yeah, because I just told him one day, I was like at work and he was talking to me, and I was like, yo bro, I think I'm depressed. He's like, you good? I was like, I don't know yet. And then I talked to him for a half an hour while I was still getting paid in my back room, and that just turned into that. But yes, I was doing that and just trying to wiggle away from my support structure when I shouldn't have. And you guys are great. You stuck around. Everyone caused an intervention for me to stop being a prick dickhead. And we're here now. And I'm grateful for all of you. You guys are great.
Yeah, you do it again, Victor. We're going to come kick your ass.
No, I even told Kyle. Like, I was like, this
we'll come to your house.
I told Kyle I was going to come fuck you up if you didn't chill the fuck out.
Yeah, we'll come to your house. I'll grab Nathaniel, throw him through your window.
Just you motherfucker! And then I'm just going to follow him through the window, just jump straight on your bed, just spider fucking monkey dick in. Out punching you.
Why is your dick about to be out? That makes no sense.
I don't know, because Kyle and I talk about the relationships we're in regularly. So, like, it would have probably come up during some, like, intimate time between Kyle and I, and then I would have been like, I'm fucking mad at that guy. I need to go back to his house, and I need to fuck that dude up.
Yeah, so he's just going, like, to get on his ninja just yep. like that.
My dick out the entire time.
In the wind. No, like I whenever my penis is cold, it gets pretty close to going inside of me. So, but I would have to be incredibly cold for that,
oh,
you know.
Man, it would just be a cold winter's day, and you're just like, ah!
Shit, I knew I fucked up. I didn't know it was this bad, though.
It's fucking Nathaniel broke the window, and Andy comes through, just dick out, ready to fight.
But it's okay. We don't have to necessarily talk about it, but we missed you a lot. We wanted to spend more time with you, and I'm happy that it seems that you understand. I'm digging this chick Kenya that you've been dating. She's really got a good head on her shoulders with, you know, keeping you in line. The next time you fuck up, I'll just sick her on you then. So dude, that's all
honestly,
I need to do.
She's going to fix it well before you even probably catch on at this point. She's so like hyper attentive to like my mannerisms now. To like any little moment things go like slightly awry in my brain, she's like, what's wrong? And I was like, how do you know what is the superpower that you have?
It's okay. I know that, like, for instance, those of you guys listening, we're talking about Kenya in third person because she kind of froze and hasn't said anything in the last 15 minutes. We're trying to fill that space. I was hoping that she'd add some, but, like, all she reminds me of is, like, one of those little Mexican ladies with her, like, sandal, and she's going to come beat your ass regardless of the situation. So, like, right now, she's you know, normal 20, I think she's, like, 22-year-old girl, but in the future, she's going to be a 4'3" Mexican woman with a sandal, and she will fuck your shit up,
even
bro.
More. Yeah. And she then as time goes on, it's just going to turn into a situation where I'm just getting beat by chonklas like 24/7 for any like transgression that I have.
So it looks like we may or may not have lost Kenya. It's fine. She's attached to the Discord call, so she may show up, she may not. But we'll keep the ball rolling, though.
It's been a long time
since we podcasted, and I've had this note sitting around since then. Kyle had a weird middle of the night experience with my Xbox.
Haunted
and what's funny
Xbox.
Is like she got this Xbox for me as a gift for our anniversary, gave it to me a month early, and then was like, oh shit, that's not an anniversary present. Then she gave me a cool ass Magic the Gathering card where we are the ultimate couple card. Now I have this Xbox that has romantic infused energies that apparently, when I go to sleep, it likes to bother Kyle.
It did it once.
Kyle,
okay. So
your story.
Yeah. So, Andre is one of those people who has to sleep with the TV on, has to.
God.
I'm not going to say it drives me crazy, but I wish we could sleep with it off more often. We did it.
I wish we could sleep with it on more often.
Okay,
we're just saying our wishes.
I'm kind of in his defense. Normally, I need some type of ambient noise going on.
Yeah,
like
ambient
right
noise, but this dude
but
can't listen. To
blasting at 50.
He can't listen to music playing in the background. He can't do any of that.
Yeah,
it has to be
the musical part. That's his problem.
Yep, that's why
it has to be. But yeah, he can fall asleep. So when the baby was first born and he was sleeping in our room, I was like, no TV. At all. So instead, what happened is that he would just play like Family Guy on his cell phone and then turn off the screen. So it was just like Family Guy audio. That worked. But he still preferred the TV. But anyway, regardless, with the Xbox. So we fell asleep with the TV on, and I woke up, and it was, I don't know, like 2-3 in the morning, something like that. And I see that I wake up just out of nowhere, and I'm like, oh, the TV's still on. And I'll typically turn it off if I wake up and it's still on. But it was really weird because I turned it off with the TV remote. I lay back down. Not even like 2 minutes go by, and all of a sudden I hear the little and like the Xbox turn back on, and I'm like, what the fuck? And so I sit back up and it's back on whatever, I think it was Plex or whatever that was open, and it's back on Plex, and I'm like, that's weird. All right, turn it off again, lay back down. Maybe like 3 minutes go by. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, are we laying on the Xbox remote? I was like, because it keeps turning itself on. Off
to the side.
Pressing the button.
And so, like, I'm feeling around the bed, and I'm trying not to, like, do too much because I don't want to fully wake up. And I'm, like, feeling around the bed, and I look, and I'm like, no. I was like, that's the remote. It's on the dresser. I was like, nobody's on the fucking remote. Turn the TV off again. Lay back down. This time, 5 minutes go by. I, like, dozed off for, like, a second. And then I hear it, and I'm like, no. I was like, this bitch did not turn back on. And so I sit up, and Victor, I swear to God, this is what freaked me out. Instead of it going back to Plex, which it had opened to every single time, instead, it was the sign-in screen where it was, like, where it asks, like, who wants to play? And it was, and it showed Andre's profile and my profile, and then the screen, like the edges of everything were like switching like back and forth, like really fast to like green, red. And I'm like, I was like, what the fuck? And I turned it off again. I think I turned it off, and then I woke Andre up. I'm like, Andre. I was like, the Xbox.
I just remembered. Sorry, I just remembered. I woke up and I was annoyed.
He was mad at me.
I was annoyed.
His Xbox is fucking on.
No, because hold on. Because this is what happened. It was probably like 3 o'clock in the morning. And she wakes me up, and usually it's the baby. So get up, go check the baby, something like that, right? And I'll have to fucking blindly stumble over myself to his room, grab him out of his crib, and fucking toss him into the bed so he can fall asleep next to us. But no, it wasn't that. Instead, she's like, Andre. And I'm like, what? The Xbox is on. And I was like, fucking turn it off.
Okay. With that type of wording, Kyle, I would have been pissed off.
No, I said it keeps turning on. Exactly.
Yeah. And then I was like, I don't know. Are you on the remote? And she was like, no. And I was like, go to sleep.
Don't mind the haunted Xbox. It's fine.
I don't believe in ghosts. Dude, I don't believe in ghosts. There could be a ghost. There could be a ghost. It can be a ghost walking fucking in my house, pants off. Pants off. He stops by my bedroom, say, hey. And I'll be like, I don't believe in you. And
he's like, oh.
That's it. I don't believe you're here. Oh, sorry.
Because your shit
I don't believe in fucking ghosts. No. Now, if an alien was fucking around with my Xbox, then I'd be like, oh, shit. They're here for me.
Your shit sent me a fucking phantom party invite the other day. And I was like, oh, cool. Let me accept this party invite and talk to Andy.
And then
like,
you sat on YouTube in an empty thing. Chat.
Yeah. And then I was there. And it said you were in chat with me. And nothing ever happened. And I was just like, what's going on here?
Yeah, you sat and, like, my Xbox called you. And my Xbox just sat there. Since it obviously doesn't have lungs and a mouth, it couldn't breathe over the phone. But it wanted to. It wanted to just be like, that's what it wanted. But
I should have recorded that shit. There probably would have been like EVP voices in the back and shit. I'm like, oh shit, put this on Ghost Adventures.
Oh man. So
haunted, Xbox and shit just came out last year. What the fuck? How's it haunted her?
Yeah, like, I know.
Dude, back when Kyle when Kyle got her first, so Kyle got her Xbox, and I know that you helped me out in getting it, and there were some odd stipulations about getting the Xbox, but I swear it's kind of a factory defect, but I'm not super positive.
The weird, like, sparkles.
That's not the only thing, screen. But that's one of several things. The like so, the I found out. So, man, how do I describe what it is? It's like if you set off fireworks at the edges of every straight line and object. And so the video game would start off as light sparkles. And then they're all yellow in color. So, like, if you're playing a video game, there's these just yellow light sparkles. And then all of a sudden, it just goes... And the whole game is just covered in these, like, impossible to ignore fucking shimmering lights and everything like that. And you can exit the game, and the Xbox is fine. It's like, oh, this is the menu. Go back into the game, and it's just... And you're like, the fuck is this? And so I remember I told Kyle, just unplug the Xbox. And she was like, I did. And it's still there. And I was like, the fuck is going on with this shit?
And I blame so the medium. Because that's the only thing.
Yeah, that was when she first got it.
That's what it is. It brought a ghost from the game, and now it haunts both of your Xboxes.
No, it's fine. I swear this house is haunted. One of my friends went to Japan, and when she came back, she stayed here for a little bit, and I'm pretty sure she brought a ghost from Japan with her, so it's fine.
Oh, shit. You got the fucking grudge. Hell no. Fuck all that shit. I'm never going to your guys' house again. I'll say hi from outside.
And then you'll see a little cat boy in the window.
Yeah, fuck all that. I'm like, oh shit. I just came to eat pie outside of the house. With the Japanese ghost child.
You guys just see a little fucking bowl-cutted Japanese boy run by.
Yeah, no, hey,
Andy, did you guys get another kid?
did you adopt a Japanese child?
No, never. No, that's a ghost kid.
Ghost kid.
That kid drowned with a cat.
That's true.
Yeah, he got drowned by his dad with the cat at the same time. Did you guys ever watch the Grudge TV show? There's a Jew-owned TV show on Netflix.
Dude, I ever watched the first movie because it terrified the fuck out of me.
Watch Jew-owned.
No,
it's
I'm not
worse.
Gonna watch the show. It's so worse.
It's so worse. It's lots worse.
I attempted
it's so
to watch,
good, but it's lots worse.
I attempted to watch the Japanese, like the original Japanese one, and that shit was so much worse than the American one. Why would I go watch the TV show that's apparently worse?
I really need to watch that. Yeah, the TV show is a continuation of the Japanese movie, and it's still about the house, but it's about how the house affects a bunch of other people in the world, like a bunch of random other people. Dude,
like
that movie is
or
sorry. No, like sometimes like it affects like okay, so killings always happen at that house all the time. And so it jumps back and forth. So it talks about this girl, this woman who was a girl in the 80s who got like attacked by a few guys in the house. But then the house murdered a bunch of the guys and the teenage girls that were in the house at the same time. And then the house also has this guy who lived in the house. They lived in the house. The house felt kind of haunted. So then they left. And they lived in an apartment, and then all of a sudden his brain just switched off, and he went and cut out the baby from his pregnant wife.
Oh my god!
It's dude, that movie is, or sorry, that show is fucked up, like fucked up. And it still does some of that stuff that the regular Grudge did. Like, for instance, I remember there was that girl following a guy there was a girl following a girl through a apartment building in Japan, and the ghost like appeared under her fucking blanket when she pulled her sheet up. Like fucking Japanese horror shit
dude,
is
shit's
fucked up.
I hate that shit so much.
It's fucked up.
It's the only thing that can scare me to this very day because everything else
it
is
continues
tame.
To. Yeah. Yes, I'm like man, I've seen horror movies. I've seen plenty of horror movies, but Japanese shit
fuck
will
shit.
Fuck your shit up, especially like. Especially of that genre, like the shit, like the supernatural shit from like Ju-on, The Ring, and so I disagree with this one personally. But there's a movie called Shudder also that's
that
okay.
One's not as bad, yeah. But that one
it's okay. It's okay. Probably it's a lot
it's
lighter
the
than the other ones.
Of those three, I
but
can tolerate
man,
that. But man, fuck those other ones. Because my god, I'm just like, yo, this ghost bitch coming out of well and then crawling through my TV to come kill me.
Dude,
what are you talking about?
The Ring is bad. The Ring is bad. Like all of them are horrible because they're like a mixture. Because like you know how I always say like you know dread in a horror movie is the best like thing to create in you.
It really is.
And these all do that, but then they also have creepy fucking monsters in them too. Like, usually, like, movies will rely on having a creepy monster, but they won't be like, oh, Dread. But these movies are like, hey, we're gonna do Dread and creepy monsters. Monster. Like,
and you're gonna see it a
in
lot.
Legit 7 days. You're going to die no matter what you do. You're gonna die in 7 days, and a creepy ghost lady from a fucking well is gonna come out of a television and come get you.
And strangle
like,
your ass.
That's just, yeah, that's just the way it has to be. And you're like, the fuck is that?
What do you mean?
And then the same thing for Ju-On, like for fucking The Grudge. Oh, hey, did you spend any time in this house? Yeah, you're gonna die.
You're fucked. Oh, did you see the ghost that was following someone that was inside that house? You're gonna die. Like, oh, great. That's fun.
Cool.
Oh, yep. Fuck that.
Fuck yeah. No, and what's worse is when you go to Japan, parts of Japan feel like those movies. Yeah, and man, you're like, it's horrible
haunted
here.
Ass fucking
it's horrible.
Place. Full of weird Japanese ghosts crawling on ceilings and shit. I don't want none of that.
So, I do have another note. It looks like we lost Kenya again. I don't know if she's going to keep trying or not, but we'll just keep going on. Again, it's been fucking forever since we recorded a show. So, Kyle and I went on an adventure that we've been wanting to tell you about for fucking weeks. We went to fucking Catalina Island for Valentine's Day, or to celebrate Valentine's Day. Kyle, take it away.
What? Oh, man. Okay. I don't know. We dropped off the baby at his grandma's. And
I thought you were just gonna say you dropped off the baby. You just left him on a sidewalk somewhere and hope
he's
there.
No, it's fine.
He
just he stayed home with the dogs. Herbie's watched him. It's fine.
It's fine.
Or we could have done it the other way. We could have taken him on the ferry to Catalina Island and left him at an Islanders daycare.
It was really cool. I really liked the ferry ride over there and back. I've realized that I've missed being like on the water.
It's great. Sometimes Kyle's like, I'm king of the ocean. Titanic feelings kind of come out whenever she's near large open bodies of water.
Yeah, they do,
it's great. Like, I can just see the heart of the ocean, like, jewel floating in her palm because she's just like, this is where I belong. It's really weird. She's like, yeah, and on some days I'd come out here and it'd be absolute glass and you could just see the stars reflected
getting
in the ocean.
Getting all
artsy
about it and shit.
No, that, nothing
like
that.
Yo, what?
No, so what he's talking about is I told him my favorite time to ever, or, like, my favorite yeah, essentially my favorite time to ever, like, go outside on the water was first thing in the morning. And you would go outside and the water would be, like, super, super, like, still. Okay. No waves, no nothing, just still. So it did. It looked like you were floating. Yeah, it looked like you were floating in glass. And then the cool thing about it is that you'd be able to see all around you, like, absolutely nothing. And it would be one of those days where the sky is, there's no clouds, and so it's reflecting the water, so it just matches. It's like seamless, like the sky meets the ocean and there's no horizon, and it's like you're in a weird little bubble. And that's like that was like one of the coolest things that I liked about being out on the water so much.
That really sounds like that time I found God at the observatory.
but
we saw a video about space and I felt religiously attached.
Yes.
It was great.
But the ferry ride was really cool. I liked it. There were a lot more people than I thought, because their website said that they were at limited capacity and then that all passengers were required to wear masks, but they were at full capacity and nobody was required to wear masks.
That sounds right.
So we were wrong about everything.
Yeah. But it was really cool. Where did we go for the ferry?
Whatever fucking part of town. Laguna. We went to Laguna.
Okay. It was really cool. It was like a tiny, or not tiny, it was like a bigger seaport village.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah, and I liked it. And they even had like certain parts of the town would have like alleyways, but it's water, so you could just drive your boat through. Cool. It was really cool looking. But we got over there and the island is really cool. It's really pretty, But it's definitely a place that you go to, I really just kind of hang out and not really do much unless you plan on doing the activities or the other like touristy stuff that you can do there.
Tourist adventures. Yeah. Cause like we lined up at like 8 o'clock in the morning and we took this ferry that took about an hour to cross the ocean. And the guy was like, just make sure you're careful. Cause we're actually going to be doing, actually going to be doing high speeds on the open sea and or on the open ocean. And I was like, I don't think I've ever been in the ocean before.
What do you mean?
And so, we were sitting there and there was like, there was a Russian woman and her Russian son and Russian daughter that were next to us, and the Russian daughter had a lot of
all Russian.
the Russian daughter had a lot of the exact same accessory.
She had a lot of evil eyes, like all over her, like necklaces, rings, just bracelets. Everything had the evil eye on it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the son was doing a Rubik's Cube the entire time, but he was solving it, mixing it up, and solving it again, and I was like, you're one of those gross guys, one of those dudes who likes to lube up your Rubik's Cube. So I was like, I'm going to take out my camera and start taking some pictures. If you guys want to go see those pictures, go to barelyaperson.wordpress.com. So we were on the boat for about an hour and it's still going fast the whole time. Like the whole time you're there, you can hear the roar of the ocean or the engines that are fucking sending us flying across the ocean. You're like, we're not going that fast. If you look over the edge, you're like, we're going pretty goddamn fast.
The water's trolling so like, fast.
it was like 45 miles an hour, it turns out, or something like that. But it was fucking fast for water movement.
Yeah.
And we were surprised by that. So Kyle started to, or Kyle wanted to go get something to drink. Like some alcohol or something.
Yeah, because they had a bar on the boat.
That's a party.
And we went below decks, and I was excited because I was like, I'm going to buy you. And then I was like, I forgot my wallet.
Yeah, he did. He didn't have his wallet.
I was like, God damn it. So the good thing is we went on this, you know, fucking vacation island party, let's go getaway. And I didn't have my fucking wallet, but everything, even in this fucking senior citizens retirement facility, everything runs on Apple Pay. So when we finally landed, we all got off the boat and Kyle and I were freaking out because we were like, hold on, wait. What did the captain just say? Yeah, the boat leaves at 4:30. And we're like, what the fucking time is it? 10 o'clock. And we're like, so we got like 4 hours, 5 hours. And Kyle was like, that doesn't seem like enough time. I promise you.
It's more than enough time. Yeah.
It's enough time. We thought there were more things to do when you get there. We definitely thought that. Because like one of their big advertisements or like sightseeing things is called the casino. And we were like, we don't really want to go gamble or anything like that. So we'll just put that off until never. And we're not going to go there. But the joke is that we did go there, but we land, we get off the boat, and immediately, right when we got off the boat, we see fucking just every fat piece of shit booking it to the go-kart rentals, to the golf cart rentals, because, so the island's not big at all. There are only two cities on the island, and actually the island is a wildlife sanctuary for the most part.
Yeah, 70%. It's like 70%
for wildlife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a little bit
completely untouched.
Just a little side note and a bit of history.
Yes.
The island was actually purchased like way back in the 1800s. By early 1900s. Yep.
Whatever his first name is,
Wrigley.
Just William. Let's say William.
Yeah,
William Wrigley.
Wrigley, like the Wrigley gum guy. Yeah. He purchased the island because people did live on there, but he purchased it and he decided to turn. He's the one that built the casino, and wanted the island to kind of like come up and stuff like that. And he reserved 70% of the island as like a nature reserve. And I think it's only a predatorial animal on the island is a fox. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And the foxes aren't even native.
No, they were brought
Somebody brought foxes there.
I think that guy's just trying to make up for all of the harm that his chewing gum caused to the environment.
everything there is a fucking herbivore. There are bison. There are like full-on herds of bison on the island, but we never got to see them. Where we landed was like a city right on the coast called Avalon. And what's funny is like it's straight up called Avalon, California. Like they pay California taxes and everything, but they're like an hour into the ocean, and it really feels like they're an hour into the ocean because there's like no cars on the island. There are some, but there are very few cars on the island. Everybody gets around in fucking golf carts.
Gross.
That's it. That's how they get around the island, is in fucking four-seater golf carts. And what's funny is when the ferry landed, everybody wanted to go get day drunk, so they all rented golf carts. I want to point out, this is the fucking mind-boggling part, though.
I would have done the same shit minus the golf cart, because you just stumble around the island drunk.
Dude, yeah, no, I think that's fine. Go get fucked up on the island. There was one, like, 50-year-old woman who was fucking sloshed when we left. She was like, I drank a little too much. And I was like, yeah, you did.
You lady.
You sure did. She was like, it was fun. Like, I got one of the straw hats. And you know what that means? That means I had a lot. But so we landed and we continued. Like, so there's just a big ass boardwalk, like a huge boardwalk that takes about 20-30 minutes to walk from one end to the other, right? And there's like, it's peppered in shops and food and all sorts of stuff. And Kyle and I were like, we're hungry. We're hungry. We didn't have breakfast. We wanted to get donuts for breakfast. And then, well, we got donuts, but we should have got more donuts is what I should say. And so we landed and we were like, oh, let's go find something to eat since we're hungry. And I was like, oh, I want breakfast food. And Kyle and I were like, but what do we eat that's vegetarian? Everything over here says waffles and pancakes. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good, but let's go look around further. We went and we found a fucking Mexican place called Coyote Joe's, which sounds great. It sounds great. And then everything on it is made out of fucking corrugated steel. Go ahead, Kyle.
You would have been so... Both of y'all would have been so sad if you ate that food.
It sounds awesome.
It smelled great in there.
Yeah,
but, and the food sounded Mexican really food, good. Huh?
No, everybody who worked there was Mexican.
It was, yeah. And it was so sad. It was so bland.
Oh,
and I was really confused because I got pork tamales, and you know how normally they come with like
pork enchiladas
there was sauce on them, but you know how normally it's like a really really like deep red.
Yeah,
it was like pink.
No, it was orange. It was orange.
Either way, it was very light, and there was just absolutely just no flavor to anything. Yeah.
So I wanted to order a burrito, and it said that they had Beyond Crumbles, a Beyond Burger, or they had a fucking soy riso burrito. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'll take a soy riso burrito. That sounds great. Let's go fuck up my colon on this island.
It's an hour to get back to the mainland, but I'll take that risk.
There are bathrooms. I don't think I used any of them. No, I did go
pee.
No,
the bathroom on the boat?
Yeah, there are bathrooms on the island.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, the ones on the boat were out of order.
Yeah, they weren't out of order. They just didn't want people shitting on the boat.
I can't blame them. I wouldn't either.
But so I ordered the soy riso burrito, and then the dude comes back. I'm not kidding. 20 minutes later, and he's like, hey.
We're out of soy riso burrito.
Yep. We're out of soy riso. But I can cut up the Beyond Burger and put it in your soy riso burrito. And I was like, no. Why would I want a cheeseburger flavored burrito from you? And also, I just spent like $13 on a soy riso burrito.
20 minutes later, that's the worst part.
Yeah, and that was the worst part. So, and my only assumption, and Kyle also agreed, is they must have had all the food already pre-prepped and they were getting ready to cook my order. And then they were like, shit.
Bro, soy riso, bro.
So then I was like, no, dude, I'll take this. And it's called the wet burrito. Oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'll take the wet burrito. And it's just a fucking burrito full of garbage. garbage. Full of garbage, like
tarts, two slingy hands.
No. It had beans and cheese and rice and all that stuff. But
one
like
glow
so,
stick. A leftover fishing hook from yesterday. straw wrappers.
So it had beans and cheese and rice
and some beans.
And Kyle and I were like, yeah, just black beans, no meat. And he was like, okay, just the black beans. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And so he brings back this burrito, and it's literally a regular, you know, California style burrito. So it's just this fat fucking chode on a plate. And then it was covered in the same sauce that
Monster
Kyle's fucking enchiladas were. Yeah, it was covered in the same sauce as Kyle's enchiladas. And I was like, all right, cool. So I go to take a bite, and I'm like, I feel like I don't taste the sauce. And Kyle was like, yeah, me too. And I was like, I think the sauce is just water. like there's no flavor. No, there was no flavor to the sauce. Also, the beans had no seasoning. The rice was just red with no seasoning. So it was just Mexican
Everything
rice
was just
or Spanish
so bland.
Rice, but with no seasoning.
Bland.
It was just fucking red rice. And then fucking,
do y'all have
dude,
salt in the
kitchen? I'm not kidding. Even the cheese had no flavor. I ate flavorless burrito, and then what was worse of all, the worst fucking like stick in my side was I went to go take a bite of the burrito, and I was like, that's a lot of beans. I was like, this dude think he did me a favor by, and then I looked inside of the burrito.
It's all bean.
He took a bunch of black beans and mashed them up. There was a bunch of mashed black beans inside of my burrito. Yeah, but I was like, why would you do that? If I asked for refried beans, give me refried beans. If I asked for fucking pinto beans, give me whole ass pinto beans. If I asked for black beans, give me fucking whole ass black beans. Why would you treat the black beans like they're pinto beans and then just do that? Like, why did you do this to my burrito? So I like gutted half the burrito because I swear
there
to you,
was
dude,
a lot.
99% of this burrito was black bean paste, and so I just scooped that all off to the side
it's
and was like, "This
not
is
even
fucking
beans,
disgusting."
Dude. It's probably just tar from the ocean that they put inside
and
of
it. Kyle and I were like, "Oh well, maybe if we put on some hot sauce, that'll give it some flavor." And we're like, "We put like a fair amount of salsa, and we go and eat it, and we're like." Even the salsa is without
it's
flavor. What the fuck
here.
Is this?
What is this suffering?
Everything was sad and water. And then they kept coming over. They were like, how's the food? And I was like,
I don't know.
Is it polite to say it sucks? Because, like, that's the truth. That's the honest, God honest yeah. fucking truth. But after that, we were like, oh, man, that was terrible. And I'm also still hungry. So then we were like, let's go get ice cream. So we wandered. Oh, no, not ice cream. We went and played 18 holes of mini golf after we went to the fucking public library on the island.
After going to
we didn't know
Jones.
What to do. Dude, we just didn't
yeah,
know what
we
to
just,
do.
We
and
walked
no,
around.
No one apparently does.
We found right next to the mini golf is their courthouse / police station / library / community center / legal office.
All in one building.
It was all of that in one structure. And there was a dude fucking rolling a blunt and also smoking weed at the same time. And he was like, oh, yo, y'all want this table? And I was like, what? No. And he was like, no, it's fine. I'll get out of your way. I just wanted to charge my phone. And I was like, you're fine, dude. I don't want your table. And he was like, no, it's fine. I'll clean off the table. And he starts putting his shit away. And I was like, we're just going to the library to use the Wi-Fi. Oh, sorry. Forgot about that. There's no, zero. Not a little bit. Zero cellular connection on the island.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So we didn't know how to get anywhere or find anything. So, yeah, we just kind of wandered around. But, yeah, we were, like, turned around, looked across the street, and we're like, oh, mini golf. So we just went. We just gravitated over towards mini golf and went to go play mini golf for
and
fucking
the
18
holes.
The
same guy that was on our boat advertising the, like, things to do on tours. The island. Yeah, the tours was the same guy at the mini golf place.
That's his fucking
so we,
scam.
We saw this guy several times. He was also later in charge of ticketing when he was putting people back onto the boat.
What is this
so,
guy's
like,
life?
I think he's just Tom Nook. He does all of the jobs
he's
in
like,
town.
Give me your bells, kid. Come on.
Yeah. He just does all of the jobs in town. And every time you see, even if you see a small Mexican woman, it's still that curly-haired white guy in a wig.
God damn it.
So we went and played golf, and I can't really say like anything super horrible about golf or great about golf. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, but we were behind a couple that were obviously on their first date, and so they were being all romantic, and we were like, we just won to hit the ball in the hole, and you guys are taking a really long time. And
but it wasn't even their fault, because there was a group of four in front of us that wanted to take their sweet ass times at the fucking holes.
God, you're just
and behind us, seldom do I go, fuck those teenagers. But behind us were three, like, straight up, like, fucking skateboarding ass teenagers that were like, oh, just whack the ball as hard as you can. And they pretty much were doing that the entire time. They're just. And then, like, catching up to us in, like, 4 seconds. And we're like, oh, we're the old ones now. Yep. We're the olds. And I was like, God damn it. I hate it. I hate being the olds. I knew I was the olds because I was like, it's hot and I want to sit down.
Where's my sun hat and my sunscreen at?
No. The island was fun, though. We did go to the casino, and we were like, how do we get in? Turns out it's not a...
pay a 500 bills in Tom Nook.
It turns out...
You have to walk about 35 minutes down a road.
Yeah. It takes a second to get there, but it turns out it's not a, like, what we think of as casino. Apparently...
It's not a gambling
hall. Yeah, apparently casino... what did it say? It was Italian for gathering or, like... gathering.
Place of gathering.
So it was actually more like a playhouse. Yeah,
and it was closed.
Oh,
and also, when you see pictures of Avalon on the island and stuff like that, and you see all those cool houses in the background, we walked past, like, once you get past all the shops and stuff like that, which were only on, like, the front row of, like, the walk, once you get past those and you see the little houses, you realize all of those houses are vacant rental properties.
No one lives here. It's just a shell. Like, has anybody played, like, I don't know, any video game? Anytime you play a video game, there's a bunch of buildings, there's a bunch of houses, but no one's in them. Yeah. And that's because they're obviously vacant and available for rent for spring breakers. That's why.
Yeah.
And so, like, Kyle and I are like, who the fuck lives here? Apparently, most of the population of the town are golf cart driving elderly people.
Yeah,
like,
doesn't surprise me.
Like 70s.
No, and what totally was weird,
we also, dude, there are two hotels on the island. We saw dudes who were like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, like spring break, but like 45 year old dudes in like sports jackets. And we're like, what the fuck are you doing?
What is this place?
Well, everybody comes here to just get drunk in the middle of the day and hang out on the beach. There was this cowboy that was just shirtless.
Oh yeah,
there was
that weird
shirtless
guy.
Cowboy hanging out on the boardwalk, just fucking suntanning. And then we came back an hour later, and he's sitting in the sand. So there is sand, but on the opposite side of the sand, because the sand is just a sand box. On the opposite side of the sand box is just fucking rocks, because it's a boat dock. No one swims by boat docks, because that's where all the shit gets poured in the water along with oil. So I was like, who hangs out here? But yeah,
who is this for?
There was that. When we went over to the casino, Kyle needed feminine hygiene products, and we didn't know where to go. So I had to go into a museum to ask a lady where I could buy tampons. And she was like, oh, yeah, go to the fuel station. I was like, what's the fuel station? basically, guys, what we did is we went to a Zelda side quest island together. That's what Kyle and I did. We went to an island full of weird NPCs that tell you to go to a funny place. And so we head out to the bathrooms that are right across from this museum. And these are the only two public bathrooms on the island that I've seen, that I don't remember seeing any other restrooms anywhere else. And so when we got to the bathrooms, I noticed there was a sign that literally said fuel station. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And we went inside, and it's just an empty shop, or not empty shop. It's a shop with like small amounts of anything. They had tampons and stuff. So Kyle was like, oh, I'll take these. And I was like, if you just steal them now, no one will know. Cause no one was in the store. There was just a guitar watching the desk. And I was like, who works here? So I went around the corner, and there's a girl with a hose and a rope. And she's handing the hose down to a guy who's on a small skiff. And I was like, oh, this is where people put gas in their boats. I was like, this is a fucking boat gas station. And so when I figured that out, I was like, that's fucking weird. And so, yeah, she basically just hands people on their boats their fucking gas pump thing.
Fuel line.
And there's like this old like fuel thing that clicks up with fucking rickety cards. It flips over. And I was like, what is happening here? And so she was like, oh, yeah, I'll be there in a minute. And she comes back and she's just got like seawater on her hands and stuff. And she rings us up. And yeah, I was just like, that's the only.
Did you pay in rupees?
That's the only, that's the only place to get tampons. It was so.
When you got the tampons,
fucking,
like, doo, doo, doo.
It's a box of tampons. Yeah. Kyle just snatches it away, and then it also do do do. Every time anybody gives anybody an item there, it goes over their heads. But so yeah, there was that, and then like also this island has like a no skateboards rule. But I was like, that's the only way to get around here is skateboards and bicycles and golf carts.
So weird.
It was just a really weird island, and yeah, so that's, we went there, and we had a great time, but I can't really tell you what we did. Like, my mom, when we came back, and my mom was watching the kid, and she was like, oh, how was your time? We were like, it was good, and she was like, what'd you guys do? And we were like,
oh, you know, things.
We just kind of shit-fucked around an island for 6 hours. I don't know what to tell you. It was beautiful.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that was nice, though.
Yeah, it was a real good time. Real good time. But then Kyle was like, oh, and then when we get home, I could put on lingerie and we could have sexy time. And I was like, yo, you let me eat a fucking wet burrito and have ice cream and we ate a bunch of garbage in the car and now you want me to have sex with you? I was like, I'm going to throw up on your boobs.
I think it
That's
took
what
us
I'm going
to
do.
I think it took us like 2 days to have Valentine's Day.
Oh my God.
It was because, like, why would
you
fucking feed me like that?
Demons.
Yeah.
Well, okay. And also, like, by the time when we got back,
oh, it was like 11 o'clock at night. Or no, it was later than that.
We
got home at 1?
Not when we got back home, when we got off of the island. So it's only like an hour and a half drive from where the port is. But because everybody else came back at the same time as us, it took just an hour.
I was like leaving a sports game.
It took just an hour to get out of like the town. And then we had to go pick up the baby. And then we came home. And by the time we got home, we were fucking exhausted. So we passed out.
Yeah.
And then the next day, the baby was upset. And so he had to sleep with us that night.
And then full of burrito still. Just burrito. This is misery.
So, yeah. That was our venture to Catalina Island. I have a note, and I just wanted to bring this up. Are you guys good? You guys want to go to sleep soon, or are you guys good for a little bit longer?
I think we're good with this note. We can do this one.
This one? Yeah. Just one? All right. Well, I wanted to tell you like about, because my band came to San Diego, and we spent some time hanging out with my band. But I'm not going to tell you about that, actually. We just hung out. We played some music, and my bassist got real bitchy because he was like, I don't know this song. And we were like, it's not a song. We were just making stuff up. He was
just
like,
jamming.
But no one told me you guys were going to play songs that I don't know. And we were like, it's not a song. You don't know, you old fucking
so
man. Just, yeah, he really did. He came bitching at us. He turned off my microphone and everything. I was like, oh, you fucking cunt. I need to go get my microphone from his house. Bryce is a good guy. Don't worry about him. But he has a bus that we call the Abductor. And that's because we think he takes girls with the bus.
Voluntarily or involuntarily?
Voluntarily, but the girls are like 18-year-old drunk girls. So
that's kind of semi-involuntarily.
That's bad. So instead I'll talk about, something that I remembered. So sometimes I just have memories of things from when I was younger and I forget to tell you guys about them, or like, I just want to talk to you guys about them on the podcast. So this is a memory that I had. There was one day I was in, I think I was in art class, and I had this guy, named Nico, and Nico was an interesting dude. He's Panamanian and black. So everybody was always confused why this black kid spoke Spanish.
That was like my old friend Walter that I used to have, because he was like part Brazilian, so he spoke Portuguese. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then it's just like, he's black also, and it's like, yeah, but that doesn't mean I can't speak Spanish. I'm fucking Panamanian. Everybody was like, what's Panamanian? And he's like, from Panama. And there was like, they're like, is that Mexican? Why do you speak Spanish? And he's like, no, it's South America, but you're stupid.
I'm not going to humor this anymore.
So everybody would be like, wait, are you Mexican? He's like, no, I'm not fucking Mexican. I'm Panamanian. But there's still, this guy, Nico, sat next to me, and he was a really cool guy. But I remember one day, neither of us were really paying attention during art class. I can't specifically remember why. And it might not have even been art class, because I think my art teacher would have noticed this, but he showed me how to make water bottle bongs. So he took a, he had a regular number two pencil, and then he had a ballpoint pen, and then he had a Gatorade bottle. And then he also had a small amount of weed that I don't know. It was a small amount of weed. And so he shows me, and he cuts a hole in the bottom of the bottle, and he uses a lighter to kind of melt the hole to make it a more perfect circle. And then he inserts the shaft of the ballpoint pen in, and then he takes the metal, you know, the metal crimp that keeps the eraser attached to the pencil. Mm-hmm. He takes that off, crushes it on one side so it's a cone shape, and tucks the cone tip into the ballpoint pen's cylinder. And then he stuffs that full of weed, and then he says, hold on. And then he just starts smoking weed in the middle of class out of his fucking backpack.
Oh, man.
And then he just goes into the backpack and zips it up. And I was like, the fuck? He also taught me how to make, in high school, they called them cinnamon apples. And it's where you intricately place several holes inside of an apple so you can smoke weed.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of my stoner friends do that.
Yeah. But my favorite thing was watching him make that water bottle bong. And so later, I actually, it was when I first got into smoking cigarettes when I was 18, because there was no other thing I could do. I was like, I'm just going to take some of the fucking, I'm going to take some of the fucking tobacco out of a cigarette and shoved it into a water bottle bong that I made at work. And I was just like, I'm going to smoke tobacco out of this water bottle bong, because I learned it in high school. Yeah.
Hobo pipe. That's the only way I can get my back effect.
But what's stupid is I was smoking, like, it looked like I was smoking pot, but I was just smoking tobacco.
Oh,
they're just regular
God.
Fucking tobacco, like this fucking idiot. So yeah, that was something I wanted to do, because I was like, oh, he did that. I want to do that, but I don't want to smoke weed. So I'm just going to smoke. Yeah. And what's worse is I cut apart these regular ass cigarettes and shoved fucking tobacco into them. So yeah, that was that time that I learned how to make a water bottle bong. And then like 3 years later, I did it again as an adult man. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to smoke cigarettes out of
them.
Well, not an adult man,
an 18
year old boy.
Yeah. What's worse is I've known you for so long and I've never heard this story before.
Yeah, so like that's what I was saying. Like sometimes I just have thoughts like that just go through my head. And I'm like, wait, I remember this, and then like my eyes just roll to the back of my head, and I just recall a fucking memory. And so yeah, that's something that happened. So I just wanted to see if you guys have any experience with prison crafts or anything like that from school.
The only thing I can think is like cigarettes, but even then, that was like not making prison bongs to fucking smoke a cigarette.
Nothing like that, but not fucking homemade water bottle bongs. But I did actually have a friend of mine who did. I mean, she did do it, but they did prison tattoos.
Prison tattoos. She did prison tattoos. Did she or did she not?
No, she did.
Stick
yes.
people and put ink in their bodies.
Yeah, no, she did.
What did she use to do this?
She used a needle and pen ink.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
did anything,
still unhealthy.
Anything good come from that?
No, they were like really bad, like stick and poke tattoos.
Just too many.
I hate that those are popular amongst hipsters these days.
Yeah, yeah.
For the love of God, Victor, don't you dare
I'm
go get a stick and
poke
tattoo.
Bro. I know.
I got a stick and poke tattoo. It's words on my forehead.
I'm Filipino. I can't technically get away with doing it. Exactly. And at that point, we're going to end the show.
I don't even understand what that means.
They do it on the island.
I don't even understand what that means. Wait, Filipinos have tattoos? I thought that was Hawaiians and Guamanians.
Filipinos do also. What the fuck?
Okay, Hawaiians and Guamanians are these giant, tattooed, awesome-haired, sexy motherfuckers, right? And Filipinos are these short dudes in sandals wearing fucking board shorts, and they all worked for the United States Navy at some point. So where the fuck did they get stick and poke tattoos from?
Mexican
and why
Asians.
Are you telling me there's tribal tattoos? Yes, they're...
They're the Mexicans of Asia, dude. That's all it is.
No, they're not the Mexicans of Asia. They are quite literally Mexicans of the sea. Like fucking tuna is chicken
it's
of
like
the sea.
Tuna.
Exactly. It's like fucking tuna. Yeah. What they should do to instead of like, you know how there's like beaner is the derogatory term for fucking Mexicans, they should just call Filipinos tuna. That's it.
You That's just it. Gave my girlfriend some firing power for me later. I hope you
yeah,
know
she's
this.
Just gonna call you tuna. It's
she's
fine.
She's gonna fucking call me like tuna all the time now.
God hey, tuna.
It. You
but,
have cursed
me. And you have to
me.
Say it with like a Hawaiian accent. Hey, what's up, tuna? Not
damn
butter.
It. Oh my god. You
have cursed That's what,
me
you know
for
what? That's
eternity.
What you can get a stick and poke tattoo of is fucking tuna. You piece of shit. Or, like, the only alternative to tuna would be a can of Spam.
Yo, I fucking love Spam, though, bro.
I know you
That's
do. You're fucking Filipino.
I made fried rice the other day, and I put Spam in it.
Fuck yes. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Well, I've only ever had fried rice with Spam.
I had tofu and indigestion.
Once. It was this guy that I used to work with who made it, and it was fucking fantastic. And
Did
I was
he
like,
put the
I
over easy egg on top because that would have been perfect.
No, it was like scrambled.
She doesn't
in.
Eat over easy eggs.
It was scrambled
She's
into
above
it, but it was freaking great.
She's better than
I
over
absolutely
easy
loved
eggs.
It. And I remember going over because it was like a party, and he wanted everybody to try it. He's like, try it, eat it, and. He's from.
I love that you go to this like house party and everybody's like getting fucking sloshed
and
you
got
fucking
fried rice.
You got Nelly playing in the background or something. Fucking, it's getting hot of here. Take off all your clothes and then fucking
dude's
you just
like,
got
here,
this Filipino
this
dude
rice.
Who's like take some fried rice and he just scoops it into a red Solo cup and hands it to you.
Bro. No, he was from Hawaii. And he wanted.
Oh, so he's not Filipino.
He wanted everybody to eat it, and we're like, dude, why? Why do you want everybody to eat it so bad? Or if we asked him what was in it, he's like, no, eat it first. You're not gonna eat it if I tell you.
Fuck?
And
it's
we're like,
crack.
And we're like, we know what it's gonna fucking have in it, and we ate it, and he's like, it's Spam. We're like, no fucking shit, dude.
We know you. We know what you are. It's fucking Spam.
Yeah, oh but it was great.
It's fucking amazing, man.
Yeah.
I
so
fucking love that
I wanted
shit.
It. So I made some for me, and then I made not the same thing for Andre. He still had the fried rice, but minus the egg,
spam.
Without the Spam. He had tofu on his.
All right.
I had tofu, carrots, and peas.
It's so much more boring.
It's fine. I'm vegetarian.
That's fine. I still love you, bro.
So I want to thank you guys for joining us. Kenya, are you still there? Are you still with us? Can you still hear slash talk to us?
Yeah.
Awesome. I want to thank you guys for joining us on Sometimes I Love You, Sometimes I Hate You. This is a comedy variety podcast that comes
podcast.
Out. Well, podcast. Fucking
whatever
we want to be. This is a comedy variety codpiece. You wear us around your dick, but you know we're always there to protect you.
We're always just blaring obscenities at your genitals.
Now, I like that you would have like an MP3 player that's been fucking like just kind of jerry rigged to just speaker music at your dick. Well, I mean, ladies can have cod pieces, so you just have like speakers yelling at your puss also.
That's
so
fine.
That's fine.
You just hear because it's like muffled in pants, and someone's just like, "You good?" Just like, "Yeah, it's my cod piece."
No, you don't wear a codpiece in your pants. It's above your pants. They wouldn't they wouldn't have to have a question. It would be stupid. You just have a jock strap on the outside of your pants. If you guys are listening and you're interested in supporting us, go to patreon.com/SILYSIHY. That's once again patreon.com/SILYSIHY. That's how you get a video version of every episode of our podcast. Although I put up episode 5 of this show's audio. But I haven't edited the video. But That's because I was sad because I hadn't seen Victor in 3 weeks.
Oh, don't put
so
that on me.
Now that I've seen it. That's legitimately the reason. I just want you to feel bad. And that's it. You could have seen me editing that video.
There you go. Don't put that on me.
Sometimes what's worse is I listen to the show and then I'm like, oh, Victor, he loves me and he talks to me. And then I'm like, Victor doesn't answer the phone when I call him.
Oh, fuck.
So that's what happens to me sometimes. I'm like, oh, he's great on the show. And then I'm like, he doesn't answer the fucking phone. So there's that. And if you guys are interested in checking out my art, I begrudgingly created an Instagram thanks to Victor and Kyle's constant telling me that I'll get nowhere as an artist without going where the people are.
Hold on. I never said that.
No. You definitely told me that you got to go to Instagram if you want to share your photos. That's definitely what you told me.
I never said you wouldn't get anywhere as an artist by not having one, though.
But it's okay.
I still
use my website, and my Instagram leads to my website. So I'm not going to tell you where my Instagram is, but just go to barelyaperson.wordpress.com. One of these days, I'll pony up some money and buy the domain so then I can ditch the .wordpress part. Or your Patreon money can pay for my website. That sounds good to me, too.
All right.
That's fine.
Just throw me $2 a month. I don't care.
Kenya, do you have anything you want to share? In fact, Victor, no, just go be a Patreon subscriber. It's fine.
Oh, great.
I'll take you $5.
Fund your URL.
Yeah. Kenya, you got anything you want to share, what you've been up to, or where the fine listeners can look you up?
I've been like,
if you need legal advice, go to kenyaonline.com. I promise it's not porn. It's just legal advice.
You're like the worst advice.
She's like a law doctor.
A law doctor? Doctor law. Doctor law. Doctor trauma. Law. Trauma. Oh, no.
If you've got a teenager that isn't listening to your rules, or if you've got a kid who maybe has a substance abuse issue, go ahead and call Kenya. She won't help with either of those things, but she'll get them off.
Exclusively probation kids.
Oh, damn.
If your kid's already in jail, I'll help you out. That's cool.
That's fine.
I don't know. I don't know how to go anywhere from that. So
that's it. We're done here.
Thank you for listening. We love you guys. Bye.
In the name of Jesus, remember to pray to Jesus every day, because the dog is watching from up above. What?